Commentator Aaron Freeman took place in an experiment involving race on stage.
I recently had my first experience with a skin color segregated workplace, and I really liked it. I performed with a predominantly Negro company of comedians with Chicago's famed Second City Theater. The show was called The Second City in Color. Now, when I was first hired at the Second City back in the late 1970s, I was the first Negro actor in their resident company since the mid-60s. I was always the lone Negro in my old Second City companies. At every performance, I worried that if I were not funny, I would personally blow it for the future of black actors at the Second City. That my failure to get laughs would cause the theater to declare its Negro experiment a failure and abandon integrated companies for another decade at least. The fear now seems ridiculous, but at the time, I saw no evidence it was not true. But the six-person cast of The Second City in Color included four Negroes, a Mexican, and the obligatory white guy. I love and respect the white guy, Dan, and the Mexican guy, Ithamar, but I delighted in musing that had there been an election along skin color lines, the blacks would have won. If there'd been a race riot, we'd have won. Had there been a written test for who got pay raises, we could have ensured the test included questions about Kwanzaa. My first experience of a majority black workplace increased my love of the work and my ability to do it. I think I understand, in a deep and profound way, some things every Second City Negro has experienced. I know that in a business full of unknowns infected with insecurities, black Second City actors have additionally had to solve skin color dilemmas. We've had to make judgments about whether color was a factor in some pale actor's rejection of a scene idea. We've had to wonder whether a white actor with our talent would have been unpromoted for so long, or whether race excluded us from some TV project, and then whether or not to make a stink about it. Because I think I feel my fellow black second citizens' pain, I have a greater desire to help them succeed. It's like the old Indian story of when God asked the wise woman whether men should live forever or should grow old and die. The crone said they should grow old and die because that way they would always feel sorry for one another. I feel sorry for what black Second City actors have endured. Believing I understand them makes me love them more. That makes our company more cohesive and our shows more fun and funnier. I believe the Second City in Color was a grand step toward the day when, in the words of one black actor, we will not hate each other for the color of our skin, but will hate each other for the content of our character.
Aaron Freeman lives in Chicago.